Organizers have announced the formation of a new professional inline hockey league. Known as the International Speed Hockey League, the sport is planning to launch its inaugural season in 2004. Fans of inline hockey won't have to wait that long to see the action. While the International Speed Hockey League will not begin its premier season until 2004, play will start with an inaugural series of games this September. Bob Elder, the commissioner and general manager of the new league, told VOA Sports about the fans' first chance to see the action.
Well, our first game, and we're really looking forward to, will be September the 13th out in California. And then we're going to be October the 18th. We'll be on the East Coast with our second exhibition in Trenton, New Jersey.
Elder says the Speed Hockey League will be careful not to overextend itself and will begin with just a dozen teams. But he says they have plans to expand with more teams over the next 3 years.
We have put together a plan where there'll be the six in the East, six in the West in 2004. We will only expand six more in 2005. And then come 2006, we'll be international and we'll have some teams in Canada. And we'll also be entering into the United Kingdom.
Speed hockey has been designed to emphasize speed, utilizing the best aspects of ice hockey and inline hockey. To that end, the goals are recessed into the end boards to keep players from taking the puck behind the nets. Icing and offside stoppages, which slow down the game, have been eliminated. Competition will take place on a smooth synthetic surface measuring 26 by 26 meters. Elder says even the playing surface has been designed for speed.
It's called ice court, and that is a surface that looks like ice if you put it in pieces. Right onto a floor with dasher boards, and you have the plexiglass and everything. So it's a pretty fast, smooth surface, and you're like you're watching an NHL game, only it's guys flying on wheels instead.
Another big difference between ice hockey and the speed hockey league is that the number of men on the court has been reduced from the traditional five skaters and a goaltender. Elder says that will also make the game faster.
Ours is going to be 3-on-3 with a goalie, so you'll have three guys out there shooting the puck, defensing, and you'll have a goalie. And it really opens it up. It gives the guys a lot more chance to skate around, to show off their skills.
Another big departure from ice hockey, longer shots taken from a circle near the center of the surface will be worth 2 points.
We'll have a two-point line out there that if a guy can throw one in from there or flick one in or whatever you want to say, and they get 2 points, which puts a little bit more pressure on the goalie, makes it so that the teams can start coming back quicker.
Bob Elder was one of the top executives of the Roller Hockey International League, which debuted in 1993 and folded in 1999. But he believes the lessons learned from mistakes in that league will translate to success for international speed hockey. In Washington, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.